USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest to speak about the possibility of President Trump being impeached is President Trump, who says he doesn't think impeachment would be very good for the country.
If I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor, because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe. In reverse.
He speaks in an exclusive interview on Fox News. Democrats have talked impeachment after Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 felonies, implying that Trump directed him to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to 2 women in an attempt to influence the 2016 election. The first major hurricane to make landfall in Hawaii in 26 years, Lane, now bearing down on the island state, the Category 4 storm with 145-mile-an-hour winds. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It turns out one of the jurors who found former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort guilty of tax and bank fraud says a single holdout is what prevented the jury from convicting him on all of those charges. Manafort was found guilty on 8 counts, but the jury couldn't reach a unanimous decision on another 10 counts. There are reports Education Secretary Betsy DeVos might let schools buy guns with federal money. The New York Times reporting yesterday that the Education Department's considering using a program in federal education law that does not ban weapons purchases. A loophole in the program that provides grants for school safety would allow DeVos to let states and school districts use those grants on firearms or firearms training. Police in Richmond, Virginia, investigating after someone vandalized a Confederate monument to A.P. Hill, the Confederate general buried under the monument. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Actor Ben Affleck is reportedly going to rehab for alcohol addiction after an intervention by his ex-wife Jennifer Garner. TMZ is reporting the actress went to Affleck's home in L.A. yesterday, asking him to get help, and he agreed to do so. Garner even drove him to a rehab center. This is Affleck's third stint in rehab. New charges filed against an Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman in last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And just getting word that first-time unemployment claims are down. The Labor Department just reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week's report. Economists were forecasting 215,000 new claims. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.